Bonjour, I am Sandrine, the founder and leader of the Golden Age Spiritual Ministry. Together, we learn about the embodiment of our multidimensionality so we can reclaim our full sovereignty in this beautiful reality. My High Council and I are happy to welcome you into our movement of spiritual revolution. Thank you for subscribing to this podcast. If you like this podcast, please share it so you can uplift humanity. Welcome everyone, welcome angels. I'm here sitting today with the beautiful Aileen, and I would love to for her to introduce herself and all of her magic. And I just wanted to share that Aileen has been really, you know, so activated and enthusiastic about joining me here today to talk more about Ascension Channel Certification Program, as well as, you know, her own magic and how this certification program has helped her tap more into herself, into her own mission, into her own channeling ability. So thank you so much for joining me, Aileen. Thank you for being here.
Thank you.
Would you like to share a little bit about you, whatever you feel like you want to, yeah, to relate with other people?
Sure. Okay. So I'm Aileen and I live in Australia, and I currently offer working with people to connect back in with their higher self, which is the journey I've been on myself, of course. And I guess a large part of that over the last 2 years, really helping me solidify what that looks like, has been the work I've done with Sandrine. And yeah, there's a lot to share about that today, so I can go further into that. But yeah, I guess the journey in itself of finding my own magic has been incredibly evolving and humbling and ever changing. I feel that I'm at a point in my life now where I feel it's become something that you can't describe in words, and it's always comes back to that holding a frequency, knowing and trusting that my unique codes are something that can be shared with others, and coming back to believing that within myself to share with others so that they can find that for themselves. And I suppose that's the journey I've been on, so that coming back to trust in self, and trust in source, that it will always lead you to where you need to be.
I love this, Aileen.
Yeah.
And I know that you're a mother of two. You have still a young one at home. How old is she now?
She's nearly 9 months.
Oh my God, it's like another cycle of, you know, like 9 months in the belly when they reach 9 months.
Yes,
That's so lovely. And I would love to know, Aileen, if you could tell us a little bit more about yourself and where you were as on your journey before joining the certification program Ascension Channel, especially around the world of channeling and your intuition, you know, how confident, how skillful you felt before starting the journey with me.
Yes. Okay, that's so interesting. I would say that before the program, I was coming in and out of a space on my spiritual journey of knowing and believing that I had strong intuition. However, also blocking myself in a lot of ways from what that was. Also having a bit of a belief system that being psychic in all of the clair senses was you tick them all off and they all have to be fully bloomed, and then your intuition is fully activated and you're psychic. And I feel that that belief system's really changed for me. In some ways I see where I blocked myself from many things too, and even though there may be some work in some ways to do that may really, for me to reach my full potential, I can always do more work. But there's a real peace around accepting wherever I'm at is all part of the journey, and the more I settle into accepting whatever place in my journey I'm at, it's all part of it. So, to get back to your question, I think, yes, I was in a place of identifying as a healer, although really working within the mainstream system, you might say, like a government job as a nurse in drug and alcohol, and really knowing that I was doing light work, knowing and trusting that, but probably not having the confidence or knowledge in the power that I hold, no matter what work I do, and probably coming back to blocking myself and my senses off, probably due to some fear on not believing in my own light. And I feel like as soon as I started the program that gave us nearly a year in the portal, and when I went into the portal, your program and the teachings, I immediately felt really held, really, really strongly held 24/7 in this place that really allowed me to meet and connect with the people I worked with. And a lot of people were very damaged. There's a lot of people, and I felt okay in that space, but I brought this new feeling of I will meet you with light. Like I felt so strong in my gentleness, and that was something at times I'd struggled with. I felt maybe I was vulnerable, like too cute and little and pretty, or you know, this version of me didn't feel strong in that. And I could meet people in going, I see the light in you. I can, and I think being held in that field, Sandrine, of not only what you've provided in that frequency, but the multidimensionality of it, and getting a little bit more in touch with the parts of me that could identify with the dragon energy, and being gentle and loving, but also very powerful and fierce, and holding that. And yeah, to be honest, I still am working on that constantly. But just being given the frequency of that to go, wow, in so many ways, I'm on the start of this journey. And yeah, it's very humbling. And yeah, it's wonderful.
I
So
love
yeah, I hope I've
it.
answered your question in a
Yeah.
roundabout way.
It's amazing, Aline. Thank you so much. Absolutely love this. And you know, we did,
Yeah.
as part of Ascension Channel Certification Program, we did so many quantum journeys, right? With meeting the galactics, like the Arcturians, the Bluavians, and the rest. And then also ancient civilizations like Shambhala, Avalon. I remember that the groups that you were a part of, you know, that year, there was a lot of Avalonian, you know, frequencies coming through.
Yeah.
And how do you feel that these quantum journeys have helped you, not only yourself, but also in your service, in your capacity to bring more of your unique light into this world?
Yes, I suppose being guided on the journey really helped me tap into what it feels like, and then being able to return back there because I now understand that frequency on such a deeper level. And I've gone on to helping facilitate others to just provide a place where they can go, oh, where do I want to take myself? Where can I go to learn more about me? And what you say often is, I accept and I receive, you know, more of who I am. And that always, I often come back to that. And going on those journeys, it is channeling because it's a journey you go on where the information you receive is just, it's purely from your own self and from your own multidimensionality, all of the lives, all of the frequencies and codes that you hold. And so when you've channeled that and it, for yourself, you go and receive, you collect, you embody it in more of a way that because you've given it to yourself. You haven't gone to see a psychic that's gone, you've had these past lives, this is your thing. So that's really that agency over me connecting with that for myself, and then I feel like I own it, and I feel like I channeled that. So it's quite a profound thing. When I look back on the journeys over the last couple of years, it felt subtle, and then I reflect on it and think, wow, the woman I have become in so many ways is so different, and not in a different in a way. I've just become more of myself. I've understand more of my own abilities and my power to self-source my own wisdom, and yeah, that's been the crucial point of it, is self-sourcing it, not somebody else giving me that information. And that's the journey I wanted as well. So yeah.
I love this ending because you touched on something very important. It's that, like so many people we know, they say, oh yes, I went to see a psychic and they told me I had a past life in ancient Egypt, and I'm also a star seed from, the Pleiades. And I'm like, okay, and then what? And they have no idea. Like, it kind of creates this level of curiosity that they it's not satiated, but also it's like really opening up the field to, oh, people tell you who you are and what to do with it. And then instead, when we learn to do these quantum journeys and facilitate them as a practitioner for other people, the frequency is completely different because it is like really sovereign alignment, and we find out for ourselves. And it's not only that, but it's really felt and experienced, and we do have all of this self-initiation and activation. And when we can facilitate that for other people, it's just absolutely next level, because I can really see how it clicks into places, it makes sense, and then we can have all of these like downloads and light bulbs and aha moments. I'm like, oh my God, it means this and that about me. I can see why I'm interested in this. I can see why I have that dream. So I love that that you share that piece, Aileen. Thank you so much. I would also love to know, I know that like you, like so many people who work with me, we've done a lot of work already, right? We have done so much work already. So how would you say that my teachings or the way that you've learned channeling with me is different from, from other programs that people could learn out there? Like, what makes it more interesting?
What I'll just speak from the heart here and let this flow, but really I come back again to this sense of, as soon as I jumped into this program, having this feeling of being held in this field, I felt so protected, but I also felt like this worry about entities or all of that was like so far from what I knew I was in the field, and it was really being held in a frequency of going, your light is just so powerful, and just keep holding that. So that was at the core of how I felt. And then your teachings in themselves, the multidimensionality of it is what I found really helped me to let go of the judgment of myself and other people, because we all have so many different identities, belief systems, programs, all of this running from so many different fields of possibility that blew my mind. And I guess I knew that that existed, but I wasn't ready yet to really fully open my mind so far to going, when I can see the entirety of so much more than just a spiritual life, that I can't even articulate really, but being more open to my own multidimensionality and others having that journey, I just lost this judgment that there's a journey that you should be on, or that, I just learned to accept people are obviously experiencing things in so many different ways. Yeah. So it was very freeing for myself.
Oh, I love
Yeah.
that. Isn't it?
So, and then, yeah, more to your teachings, I think there's that real sense of you being very open, very, share a lot of yourself. So there's not necessarily always relatability, but a trust in your being authentic. And lots of, in especially on retreat, you just really brought your whole self and all the things that you were going through as your human and sharing that with us to almost, to let us free up that all our humans have our little soft spots and, and then that's part of the window in, isn't it? To the vulnerability lets us clear out a lot of stuff and get into the power centers.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, I love this, Aline. Thank you so much for seeing me and sharing me about me, my teachings like this. It really, yeah, it means a lot because I really feel like in this, in today's day and age, like authenticity is so important. And as you know, I'm really always there to break down the pedestal, like remove like this soul guru template and everything like that. And so, being able to openly share about the human journey that my human experiences while also holding a space of personal transformation and spiritual ascension is really something that I always contemplate on how to refine. So I'm really grateful that you experience it, positively, yes, for sure. Thank you so much. And I would love to now, how would you share with people who might be considering taking this journey of ascension channel certification program? What would you say to someone feeling called out to it, but they might be a little bit nervous in terms of, the money, the time, the energy, but also like some people, they think they might not be ready or good enough or talented enough, which I'm always like, no. But coming from you, how would you share about this?
Well, I can speak to that really strongly because I don't know if you remember, but I went through so much to put myself there to say yes. And it was financial, it was letting go of old identities. It was a lot. And when I look back now, I don't understand what my hesitations were because so much has changed for the better. I actually feel a little bit emotional when I tune into this because, oh no, I was just waking up. I'll just go get her, of course. And signed up. I became pregnant as a 42-year-old woman and had this beautiful daughter that I there was a time when I really wanted that and grieved that. And then it just fell into place. Like she accidentally came in. My partner and I, our relationship has just deepened beyond measure. And I just see how my life is falling into places the more deeply I trust. And even though I don't always consciously channel, what I realize is my field is so much closer to me, and I get to experience this now in a way that's in my personal life, so that I know it and I live it and I embody it. And it's like before she even came in, there was I felt f pink in my field frequency, like feeling a lot of pink around me, and then I was drawn to this dress that I wore on a maternity shoot for my son like 7 years prior, and it was there. And then my capacity to not see that until I fell pregnant, I then went, oh, when I look back on that timeline, that was in my field. And I think I'm saying this to say my capacity of channeling is also the ability to look at different time, like I was able to see what was back there, although I wasn't conscious of it at the time. So yeah, there's so much that I have done that is personally the benefit of doing the Ascension Channel certification was for my own life. And yeah, the other piece I think was extraordinary and changed so much for myself, my lineage, and the women that are around me when I'd have conversations, is that I decided to just give birth to it. Was a calling from her. She was in my field and she's like, "You're just going to have me at home with no one else. No one else telling you how to do this or what to do. You have the ability to do this and you're safe." And I felt so safe. And I
Wow.
just never knew I had this ability to be so sovereign, actually. I was very tapped into people pleaser, good girl timelines very strongly, and even a nurse in the medical system. So a lot of this was really freed for me doing this program. So that's what I mean when I say I did a lot of the horizontal and 3D work has been shifting for myself. And then as I integrate those lessons, then I feel like, yes, and I can now share those things. And so, yeah, to come back to that question, the woman I was has shifted so much. And even if I didn't need to do it for my full to share as a ascension mentor, you maybe might call it. The fact that I now feel so sovereign in myself and I have this peace, this internal power, and this self-sourcing wisdom has been worth every cent of the Ascension Journal certification, which the finances were a real struggle for me to meet. And I justified it to myself at the time as, "Oh, but I get a retreat included anyway. So if it's no good, at least I get to go on a retreat." But it's just so funny to think I even had to justify that now. And I think if I was diagnosed with a terminal illness tomorrow, I know that there's a sense of my journey feeling peace with source, and there's no amount of money that you can put on that. So, yeah, that's
Absolutely.
where I'm at with that. Yeah.
That was so profound, Emmy. Thank you so much. Oh, your daughter is so cute, and I know that you're gonna have to go, but I wanted to say thank you so much for, sharing your journey so beautifully. It was
Thank you.
amazing. Thank you so much for hopping on this call with me. And I would just love to encourage anyone who is interested to join. We are starting this round in August, and anyone is welcome, really. Feel free to reach out and have a chat with me if that would align for you. It would help you. And yeah, let's chat more. Thank you, Aileen, for your time. And I will
You're
speak with
welcome.
everyone again soon. Take care.
Bye.
We hope you enjoyed this transmission. Please share it around with your friends. As you do so, you weave webs of divine light around the planet. Together, we rise, creating a new golden age of miracles. We were born free, reclaim the power within.